That's working. Overtime.
Working a little overtime.
That'll suck some power. Overtime.
Maybe I'll just stay and work overtime.
Overtime again.
Working a little overtime.
OTOTLATETRAFFIC. Look at me. It's a spelling bee. It's overtime. Live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. I'm going to do that every time. Just start spelling when we come in here. WILTUCKER. If you're just tuning in, you have no idea what I spelled. If you missed the first letter of that, you could think anything.
Yeah, I mean, that word has tons of possibilities. It's a good one.
Well, they're talking Al Rucker?
They could.
Come on.
It's not. You're close.
What's...
You're talking about Al?
Roker.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Roker.
Al Roker? That guy we watched in the mornings?
Yeah.
As we got ready for school?
He was cool. But yeah, your fault.
Well,
I texted you.
Well, that's the thing.
About an hour ago, honestly.
Yeah, it wasn't about an hour
ago. It was 45. I texted you at 5:30. Maybe 5:45, so maybe 30 minutes ago, I'll give it.
Right.
But it was, I thought about texting you at 5:30.
It was 5:45.
No. Okay. I think I almost texted you at 5:30, typed the message out. I was like, it's a little early. I'll give him a couple more minutes.
Sure.
And then I hit you at 5:45. I was like, you close? Because I want to talk to you about a couple
right.
things. I got a couple new things I want to show you musically.
Yeah.
And you go, yeah, not too far.
I just said not far. And I wasn't. That's the thing.
6:15.
Geographically, was not far.
You know you can like leave your house earlier, right?
I left my house earlier today than I did on Friday when I was here early, if that tells you anything. I was like, oh, I'll be, you know.
Was it raining Friday?
It, honestly, I'll let you know, I didn't actually, I've just been kind of hanging out inside today.
You don't got windows?
Hadn't left the house.
You don't own windows?
I got curtains.
What you got?
I'm a curtains guy.
You live in a prison cell?
I'm a curtains kind of guy.
You don't got no windows in your house?
I'm an indoor
Nate,
curtains.
Nate, can we help this man out? He has no windows.
And then lighting on the inside is really
I'm
how
I... I'm a big lamp guy. I went and bought a lamp and a plant this weekend.
A plant?
Yeah.
You get
fake
a succulent?
Plant. Fake plant.
A fake plant?
I'm a fake plant guy.
You could be a succulent guy.
Tell
you
me
know,
about it.
A succulent plant guy.
No, I think so too. Just one of those little misters and hit it every now and then.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you just forget about
it. Yeah.
And then they're like, sure, I'll just pull air or like water
no,
for
I like
10 years
fake,
off of this little drop.
Fake plants look nice.
Yeah.
As I get more mature and start like having more time and more money, I might start in developing real plants. I think I want to get like a fake hanging ivy. I think that would be real cool.
Yeah. Chicks love fake hanging ivy. That's
yeah, I mean,
true.
Chicks love me and
they?
I do the right things.
Is that true?
I have two fake plants. I have two of them.
You have two?
Yeah.
Did you already have a fake plant?
I bought one. I bought one that was like my first thing I bought for the apartment. I bought the fake plant and
okay.
I put it on my windowsill and I was like, okay,
there you
this
go.
House is a home.
Home. Yeah. There you go. Warm this place up a little bit. You know, you get some chlorophyll. That's
yeah.
really what glues a family together.
Yeah.
And right now, in your household, it's just you. So the plant makes you happy.
It does, actually.
Whole family's happy right now.
It does. I have it on my windowsill, but I've never opened my blinds, which is nice. Doesn't need light. Just sits there.
Who cares? Yeah.
I'm getting a couch soon. I've said that for like a month now. I think
yeah.
I've been living there almost a month. I gotta pay rent soon. That sucks.
Rent
but,
sucks
yeah.
every time.
Yeah, I might move
You're
out.
Never like, yes, rent.
I might just dip.
It's awful.
See you guys.
Every time.
But no, I got to get a couch, and so once I get a couch, I'm going to start hanging up things and figuring out how I want to decorate. But plants, for the most part, right now, just lining the windowsill up.
Okay.
Which I don't think is a bad idea. I think it's a good
just
look.
Just filling it with fake plants?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Maybe throw one in there just so you know, like, hey, maybe
two
I could.
Truths, one lie.
Maybe I could. Yeah. Maybe I could pull this thing off. And then, you know, you realize after like a month, you
that'd
look
actually,
over.
That'd be a fun dinner party. You can't touch them. You can't look at them close. You got to sit from a 6 foot
and you
got
to try to
distance,
pick which one's the real
which
one.
Which one's real.
I like that. There's, I mean, have you ever been at like a,
probably not.
I guess like a zoo?
Yeah, I've been
or
to
whatever.
A zoo, actually, okay.
Sure, and you go to like the, yeah, of course, because your grandma worked
yeah,
at the zoo.
Yeah, she was
right?
a zookeeper.
Yeah.
I went to zoo camp, got the behind the scenes tour
cool.
multiple times.
It's pretty cool. But,
I haven't been in a minute.
A zoo,
we need to go to the zoo. We've said that a thousand times.
The zoo's a fantastic place.
We need to go to the zoo.
It makes me happy. And, you know, also, you're like, you know,
It makes me sad.
Yeah,
honestly.
That's what I was going to say. Like, well, the thing about the zoo is you're like stoked, you know? You're in the parking lot. You're like, dude, they got lions, tigers. There's
bears
in there. All of them. The trio. And then you get in there, and the bear's just kind of sitting there.
Sometimes the employees are more entertaining to watch, like...
Have to navigate the animals.
Zoo employees are a very interesting character.
Yeah,
zookeepers,
for sure.
I mean, they're just like veterinarians that couldn't be veterinarians. Like, those are just veterinarian rejects. We all know that.
Right.
It's the same as like walk-in clinic doctors are just doctor rejects. Like, they want to be a surgeon so bad. Like, zookeepers are the equivalent to just like veterinarians who couldn't cut dogs.
Right. Couldn't do science, but they like animals a whole bunch. They got the love part.
Fine. We'll let you test on them wild ones.
Yeah, but you are not allowed to measure their medicine. You know? Let's leave that to someone who has a piece of paper.
What were you saying about zoos? You ever been to one?
Yeah, well, a museum, you go to like this terrarium, you know, sort of little thing, and you're sitting there and you even they have them right there at the edge and you're like touching it or you like look at it and you're like, this is fake. They got fake plants in here but you can't tell. It could be real. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Plants kind of look fake.
Yeah.
Even, like, you could put a whole room of fake plants, or real plants, and then be like, yeah, all these fake. I'd be like, of course, look at them.
Well, I mean, bugs. Duh. Bugs and smell are usually the two giveaways.
Sure, but if it was, like, in a room.
Smell and bugs.
Smell, sure.
Probably bugs.
But if they were grown inside?
You don't have bugs.
They were... In my house?
I got a good amount.
Do I have bugs in my house? Okay.
I found one roach and had a panic attack, but I haven't seen one since I first moved in. I think that was just a guy hanging out.
He was just chilling?
Yeah, I mean, I saw him when I moved in, and then I haven't seen him since.
Right.
But they usually don't make themselves seen, I don't think.
Did you kill him?
No, I let him outside.
Did you name him?
No.
Okay. Because that's where you get in trouble. You name him, because then Gary's hanging out, and you're like, well, I'll give him a piece of a cracker. It's whatever. But then Gary takes that piece of cracker home to his buddies.
No, I did.
And they say, dude, check it out. This guy's giving out food. You can't name him.
Can't name him.
What would you have named? What'd he look like?
Phil.
It's a cockroach name.
Yeah. I mean, it's Phil.
Greasy old cockroach.
Parents call
Phil.
Him Philip, but I mean, I know him.
You know Phil.
It's
you
Phil.
Know, P.
It's
what's
Phil.
Up, bro? What up, P?
You still pushing?
Dude, Phil's always pushing.
I'm glad. Was your weekend okay? I'm glad you got here safe. Like, this is one of the few times, like, I can't give you a hard time. Traffic was just bad.
It
was raining.
Really bad.
I noticed how bad traffic was when I was driving home from work earlier. I think Russ, I don't know if he did it. Like, I don't listen to the drive. Am I an idiot?
I didn't.
But he wasn't in the building today, I know for a fact, because traffic was bad as well. And so
I wish I had known that, and I would have been like, you know what, Russ, that's a fantastic idea. It was a battle out there. It's like Mad Max.
Well, the thing we're gonna be late tomorrow. It might be canceled tomorrow. I got a couple things to do right at 5:00.
Yep.
Which is an hour till showtime.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty close.
So I'll be cutting it close tomorrow. But I think I'll be here in time. If not, apologies in advance. I mean, I'll try to convince you.
I think
to let
it's
me
okay
just
with
call
a warning.
In, but yeah, you don't like me calling in.
It's rough, man.
I mean, we've never done it before.
Exact. Well, yeah, but the way me and you speak. It's like, you know, I'll cut you off, you'll cut me off.
That's how we do in general.
Right, but on the phone, I feel like it would be
very rigid.
Next
segment, I'm going to go outside and we'll do the next segment from my car.
Oh, God.
That'd be
that
very
sounds,
funny.
That sounds awful.
Just do a remote show just because. I'm here.
I just don't want to get out.
I ain't coming in.
I don't want to. I want my heater in my car. I would actually hate that. I have to see someone's face to be able to properly speak to them.
That's what I've always said. I'm a terrible texter. I don't know how to talk to girls.
I'm good at texting because I can. It's not like an instant. Like
I'm a phone call guy though.
You can kind of craft.
You know
the text.
Me. I think I've established that with you now.
Yeah,
but I am.
I've called you like one time ever.
I think I'm gonna I call you every time.
A lot.
You text me every
often.
Time.
I mean, I'll send you a text and then I get a phone call and I'm like, hey, what's up, man?
You should just start calling me.
No,
because
no,
I'm a phone
I'll
call
never
guy.
Choose to speak on
That's
the phone.
Fair. I mean, it's just it's easier. It's one of those things, like, I started drinking coffee, and that made me feel like an adult. Being a phone call guy, I think, is, like, my thing.
That's a very 45-year-old dad thing.
Yeah.
It's like, gotta give old Jerry a call. He said something about
I mean,
whatever.
Texting is a worst form of technology, if we're being completely honest.
I mean, it's...
Texting should have come first. Texting seems like such an easier form than putting, like, just putting words that you type into a screen
right.
and then sent to the other phone makes a lot more sense than my voice
sure.
going through electronic
waves. As a concept,
waves.
Yeah, it is a little nutty.
Like, that's crazy. Alexander Graham Bell. How'd you do that one, dude? He couldn't figure out the keyboard, so he was like, I'll just transmit the vocal cords.
Yeah. I mean, because
Alexander Graham Bell couldn't read. I think that's the breaking news. He would have invented text messages if he could have read.
That's probably true. He probably hated the mail and was like, yeah, why can't I just say it? And he was too poor to afford to be able to dictate all of his mail.
Yeah.
So he just said, screw it. I'll just put a wire.
Well, I mean, when was the telephone invented? Because that was a rough time for dictators.
Name your guess. I'm going to go 1832.
That early? I was going to go 1910.
What? Oh, we're talking telephone. I was thinking telegraph.
No, that's why I said telephone.
Well, Alexander Graham Bell was the
telephone was invented too? In 1876. So we're
76. Yeah. Okay. When was the telegraph invented? That's
way before that.
You think so?
Yeah.
Before 1832?
32? I said 76.
Yeah, you did.
It was 1844.
44? So yeah, I was pretty close. I was pretty close.
When was the pigeon invented?
One. I think it was one.
I think pigeons came first, honestly.
I think it was around one.
But yeah, no, I that's just fascinating to me. But yeah, I'm a phone call guy, I think.
Okay. Well, that's, you know, I respect you enough to answer your phone calls. I think that's as much as I can do.
I also think it's like a power move.
Call? Yeah, because you completely, like, if I'm in the middle of doing something and you call me, I'll be honest, there's been times where I've looked at it and went, I'll call him back in a minute.
Oh, yeah, no. And, that's fine. I completely understand that, like sometimes you got to hold off. That's why you send a text message.
Right.
But most of the time, I'm also doing things, and it's easier for me to get this conversation out of the way.
Sure.
Than instead of having to pace this five-word conversation over the span of 20 minutes.
Sure.
Get it done in 2 minutes.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you, though. Whenever I see my phone start ringing, for a split second, it feels like the same moment I imagine if you're a gas station employee and you're sitting behind the counter. And, you know, you're just chatting with the guy. You're totally calm. And then you look up and he's got a gun to your head. Just that real quick, you know, instant. Not for the phone. The phone lasts about half a second. It's just like, ah. It's much less. It's more muted. I got a thing now.
Yeah, I got a gun in my face.
I got to deal with this, you know?
I was supposed to have garlic bread tonight. Now I got it in my face.
I'm just trying to, you know, I was just having a nice night as a cashier. And now I have to deal with this. Yeah. That's how I would react. I'd go, ugh, dude. Come on.
Really?
Really? Are you kidding?
Maybe this is just a weird... I have constantly, recently fantasized if someone tries to pull some stuff on me, just being like, okay.
I was about to say, happens. Yeah, I don't think they would do
it. If I put the ball in their court...
They don't want to.
What's the worst thing that happens? They do me a favor?
Right. Yeah, I mean, they... I don't think they would want to.
No.
If they're out for blood, then it's kind of a... You know, it would break their brain. It's a
paradox. Always thought about, like, if someone, like, robs me, it's like, I'll give you my... Can I keep my wallet? Because I'm going to cancel my card. All you're doing is making me go to the DMV, you jerk.
This kind of sucks.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I need my driver's
license. Like, I will hand you a 20 to let me keep my Smush Parker basketball card.
Well, I don't even carry...
There's only one of those.
I don't even carry cash, but, like, legitimately,
I'm a cash guy.
I've been, like, downtown somewhere, you know, and I've just thought, like, well, I mean, this is where people get mugged. Not like specifically here, but literally like just downtown. That's where, you know, it's more people. I was just walking around. And I was like,
more foot traffic as well.
Yeah. Yeah. People on foot. If someone runs up to me and
it's
like,
very funny to try to mug a car.
Good luck. I've seen GTA pull it off pretty well, though. You take the car, not the money. But, I mean, if someone ran up to me and was like, give me your wallet and had a knife or whatever, I would just be like, dude.
Come on, man.
No, I would literally just go, dude, you picked the wrong one. You're going to be just as upset as I am.
Well, I've had my wallet stolen before in high school. I feel very, if this person's listening, like, I don't know your name. And if you know my name, please text me. I feel very bad. But I was very mean to this person because they stole my wallet from me. They were a freshman and I was a senior. And so there was already that power dynamic. And then they stole my wallet. And like, I knew that it was one of the people in their class because where I left my wallet, I'm not going to tell the whole story, but it was just, we were playing in gym. Classes are
obviously divided up
to start packing up. My wallet was laying over where that class was starting to pick it up. So I knew someone in a 30-person radius. So I walked over there to all these freshmen because it was a wellness class. And I just looked at them. I was like, if y'all stole my wallet, like, I'm sorry. I'm going to need that back, and there's nothing in it. And then everyone just kind of looked at me. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to go ask the cop to check the cameras. I got my wallet back. And I don't think the cop thought it was funny, but I opened it and I was like, there was $100 in here. And he just like looked at me and shook his head. Like, I see that joke had been told before, but I felt bad for the person because, I mean, you took a risk for no reason.
You took the biggest risk. You took a really big risk and you got, it's like
quite
going
literally zero payoff.
It's like if fishing was highly illegal and you went out there and risked getting arrested, you caught a boot.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's why I don't think I could be a criminal. That's not really worth the risk to me. My type of luck, I'm drawing the guy who's like, dude, I walked out of that building right there. I just declared bankruptcy, actually. So, yeah.
It'd be very funny if you just, someone gets mugged, and then they're just like walking home, like all disheveled. They just got their wallet taken from them. And then you pull up, you're like, hey, give me your money. He's like, you will never believe what just happened.
You won't even. You missed me by like 10 minutes, dude.
Should have gotten here earlier.
I was literally about to say, early bird gets the worm, bum. Should have went to bed earlier last night. You'd have my $10.
That's a very funny bit. I would have given it to you, too. Ask the other guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It came right out.
Yeah. Maybe next time don't be such a slacker, okay? All right? I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Honestly, no. You give me your wallet.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? You've lost yours as well. I'll take that.
We'll be right back. We'll talk about some more things. I got some, not jokes, just I got questions. It was a
discussion day.
Yeah, it's a discussion. I just, life. I need life.
People
advice,
live it. We
so.
Live it.
I mean, eh. We'll be right
barely.
Back. OT. 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 Not to be confused with low T, which is what Tucker has. OT on
what?
On your airwaves.
I'm just sitting here.
Phantom Radio Studios. Life
I'm being completely life pleasant with you. That one was unearned.
It's a low T move.
That's an unearned.
No. High T, you'd be coming across this table right now. Slapping me in the face.
I go pure gorilla in here. You sure chaos and screaming.
You're halfway
you can't
there.
Even tell who's who.
You got the scent.
You think I got the Gorilla Musk?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's because I do have high T, actually. My body can't even hold it all in. There's like those lines above me in a cartoon.
Who'd you say texted you about the zookeeper slander?
Charlie. Charlie was standing up for him. He said he wouldn't stand for it.
Now, does he think we were talking about the movie?
I don't think so.
Because that seems like a Charlie thing. He just heard one word and he was like, all right, guys. That is a film. That's cinema.
That is a masterpiece, my friend.
They went to TGI Fridays.
Yeah, what was that? Spielberg? They did go to TGI Fridays.
He lifted all the girls on his arms.
That's funny.
It's a good movie.
Isn't that a funny movie?
And then they made a second one, and I never watched it.
Those usually don't go well.
No.
Like, if they had made a Billy Madison 2, he goes to college, you know, one of those. Probably wouldn't have done it. Well, Adam Sandler, I guess it's tough to...
I mean, it's Kevin James. He's all right.
Kevin James is pretty funny.
He's in a couple of good movies.
But a concept, you know, of that nature.
Yeah.
Zookeepers, though, you know...
I mean, they're just interesting characters. I said nothing
they're cool.
Bad about I said nothing wrong.
They have one of the coolest jobs.
Yeah, I said nothing wrong.
No. We're not calling them
now,
Einstein.
Don't get me started on those sickos that work at SeaWorld. Those are just euthanizationists.
Put those people in prison.
Euthanizationists?
Yeah, that's a word.
Yeah.
Sure.
That didn't make
Euthanizer.
The cut either.
Euthanizer sounds like a metal album.
I'm sure that is.
Probably. But
the euthanizer and the it's euthanizer, but it's spelled Y-O-U-T-H.
Okay.
That's an album somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm not wrong.
Yeah,
that's
no,
a terrible
that's,
punk album.
That's
but
a
that's
solid pun,
somewhere.
Though. The euthanizer. And it's just like...
They tried to kill our youth.
Yeah. I won't be like you.
You can't put me in your zoo.
Yeah, something like
banger.
That.
We just wrote
it's
a banger.
Pretty good, yeah. And you just pick one guitar riff from Green Day. Pick one. It doesn't matter. As long as it was going kind of fast,
yeah.
We could write that song
yeah.
today. We could have it done by 8, probably published by tomorrow morning.
F sharp to F, dude, that's a good...
So easy.
Dum, dum.
We're in there.
Dum, dum.
Music's so easy, we could just do it.
I play 90 instruments.
Yeah, you play all of them. Some that aren't even, like, officially registered
no,
as
I've,
an instrument.
I invented instruments.
Some. Some you did.
We're hanging out here live from the Fandom Radio Studios. Oh, why is Derrick Henry trending? Okay. Just dumb conversation. I get real nervous when that happens. Someone tweeted out, Billy Joel is trending, and I think it's just because he's effing sick. And I was like, what? Billy, what's he have? And then I looked, and it was like, he's just cool. But...
It's like, okay, yeah, I knew that. Congrats.
But you can't say he's sick and then,
yeah.
and he's trending and me expect him to be... He's bald already.
A little
you know
scary.
I mean? Like, that's terrifying.
Don't mess with me like that.
I did
the
had...
trending page does feel a little scary.
Oh, yeah, because you never know what you're clicking
right.
on.
And it's very vague.
Like, today Juneteenth was trending, and I was like, okay, cool. Like, some interesting dialogue and some unique discourse about race plights and different things like that. No, Walmart and different places are just coming out with Juneteenth, like, decorations like it's Easter.
They're profiting off of Juneteenth now?
They have napkins that say, I think I quote, "It's the freedom for me."
Oh, wow.
And they have, I believe, ice cream.
Oh, wow.
That's just, I think it was just Juneteenth ice cream. I think that's what they called it. It was just like, I don't know. I mean, there was some interesting dialogue about that, but I was not expecting to see merchandise. I was not expecting to see
a
catalog model rock a t-shirt that says something.
I mean, at this point, I'm not shocked at anything. If Walmart believes they can make $1 extra, I'm going to do it.
It's true.
They don't care.
This is true.
Walmart doesn't care.
Yeah, hold on. I got to find it.
But that is kind of funny how the things will trend. Also, I don't really know what the threshold.
Can't wait Oreo comes out with theirs.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's going to just say like something on the cookie. It'll be the same cookie but different, but they'll charge you $2 more. Yeah. I had a point. I was running it.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's okay.
Oreo joke.
No, that's okay. We were talking money or Walmart.
Make a dollar. $1, singular dollar.
Make a dollar. We're talking Walmart. I don't know. I don't think it was anything groundbreaking.
Yeah, someone had a good tweet. It was just like, it's annoying to know that Juneteenth is going to be corporatized.
Commercialized.
Commercialized, that's the word I was looking for. And black people probably aren't going to make a lot of that money.
It's going to be Walmart. Really interesting. And I be honest with you, I don't know the entire corporate structure of Walmart, but I know what was his name? Bud Walton?
Sam Walton,
there it is.
Bud Walton Arena.
Oh, okay. Arkansas. Yeah, Sam Walton. Anyways.
I'm assuming relation.
I would think, because especially Arkansas. I don't know. But I wouldn't put my money on it being the most diverse line of, you know, board of directors.
It wasn't napkins that said it's the freedom for me. It was koozies. My apologies.
Does that make it better or worse? The product definitely, it changes. It's not static. I think napkins are different than koozies.
Yeah, because napkin you're like crumbling up and throwing away.
Yeah,
so I
right.
Think it's
a little different. You cherish the koozie.
Yeah.
People like koozies.
Yeah, people, oh yeah. You get a good koozie, that's a conversation piece for life.
Yeah.
Every cookout.
I love going, man, that's a sick koozie.
Like, oh. Just one of them joke aprons.
Yeah.
One of them washboard abs. That's
got boobs on it or something. Yeah, but that's your dad?
Always.
Pretty funny. Yeah. Good koozie conversation.
Kiss the chef. Don't mind if I do.
Don't mind if I do.
If he looks like Boyardee, hit me up.
Boyardee was a looker. That ravioli, man, does something to you.
I did, speaking of food, I had an app idea. We have good ideas.
We have plenty of good ideas.
Let's not say we. I have the good ideas.
No, sometimes I have. No, I've had many good ideas.
Name one.
I was involved in delivery to baseball stadiums.
No. Again, you were. Yeah, you were involved in the development. That was my idea. I think you're being distracted.
Are you sure?
Yes.
How sure are you?
1,000% sure.
Okay. Let me think.
Because I think I literally said the joke, like, screw Uber Eats, we need that in stadiums. And then you looked at me and went, that's a good idea.
Right. We were talking about an idea I had before that, too.
Yeah.
So two ideas were in that segment.
Well, I have another one, Weight Watchers.
Okay.
It's obviously a pun. It's an app that tells you how long the waits at restaurants are live. Like, you know how grocery stores will have, like, now open lane TVs and stuff like that. And like the interstate will have like 10 minutes to blank estimated.
You want wait times?
Wait times.
You think that's a thing?
Yeah.
Or you think it needs to be a thing?
I think it needs to be a thing.
Okay.
Be able to plan your trip accordingly.
I mean, that's a good idea. Can't you, so you're going to conglomerate all restaurant apps into one app, sort of? Is that the plan?
Do they do that on their own apps?
I'll probably. Right.
I mean, if they don't, it's still my idea.
Okay.
You don't have to call it
Weight
Watchers.
Your chain restaurant.
But it could
probably
be just like a software of like, here, this is where you upload, like, this, you, how, the algorithm, the, what's the, I don't know, algorithm? Tech, but like not the algorithm, but like the interface that you use.
Sure, yeah,
this
yeah.
This is okay. You have
like a page,
the buttons that you push, and the and then you can upload it to one page, and all restaurants have a similar interface.
Right, so it would be like a platform.
But I'm saying it's more it's more customer based. I don't want you to have to download 90 apps to see which restaurant.
Sure,
you're
yeah,
go
it's
to.
Much more
it's
streamlined.
DoorDash, but no, you can't get you can't order anything.
No,
you strictly are just looking at wait times.
And you're can you make a reservation?
No, you can. There's a hyperlink for phone numbers.
You pay $5 a month to be able to make reservations.
$10 a month and you're first on the list. VIP treatment.
$15 a month and you're first on the list.
Yeah, okay, that works.
I like that. Okay. Actually, turn the mics off. Let's.
I'm telling you, dude, I got good ideas.
Who out
My
there listening?
And
somebody listening has to have a little bit of money.
Calling it Weight Watchers is the easiest part.
It's a really good one. That is good. Do you think Weight Watchers would come after us? We're spelling it different.
I mean, they could. Well, what do you have to do? Walk slightly faster than usual to get away from them?
Boom.
Go downhill.
I mean, I don't know how they would. They're too busy watching people's weight, though.
Yeah. It's kind of creepy.
They're busy.
Yeah.
It is. It is a little intrusive.
What you doing? You staring at my folds or something?
They hire some dude to just hang out in your bathroom. So every morning when you go weigh yourself, he's like.
Yeah. He clock in.
He
like
just he
like
points at it and he goes, there's your weight. It's right there.
No, it's just like you just have to like it's a Guinness Book of World Records. Like every time you break a record, you have to have a Guinness man in a suit with a clipboard stand next to you,
right?
And verify it. Like there's just a man in your bathroom in a suit with a clipboard. Just
I think that actually might be a slightly different company.
Really?
I think that may be Weight Watchers.
Yeah, they just watch you.
They watch you weigh. You accidentally signed up for the wrong program. They're like, no, where's the dietary? No, sir. You are on Weight Watchers. This is...
Strictly.
I'm done for the day, dude. You get once...
Now, if you leave your protein powder down, I can also watch that for you.
I'll watch it.
Keep an eye on it.
Yeah, well, that's our different program spelled with an H and an E.
And a Y.
And a Y. The Y also is there.
The only letter that's not in the other version of Way is Y. And you.
I spelled it for him. You know? You get a little accomplished. You get a little nervous. I guess they do change some letters in there. Breaking news.
We'll hit a quick break.
Way different than weight.
I got a couple more. Get political after this. I have a question about politics for you. And then I'm talking about the weather as well. I got a
weather?
Yeah, I got a question about the
weather. Weather what? Weather, huh?
Please.
You didn't even finish your sentence.
Hey, guys.
T-O-T-O-T, overtime. Quick segment here. Got to talking during the breaks.
Oh, no.
That's why I said we got to come in.
Yeah, I'm bad. I'm bad at my job. That's all right. Just a quick one.
Just a quick
little
one.
Teaser. We thought you guys missed us, so we pop back in.
Did you see that Morgan Freeman is among the 963 Americans permanently barred from Russia?
What?
Yeah, apparently.
Is this a new list or it's
apparently a new list. I don't know. I saw this
Did we
trending.
Make it? Would have been cool.
That would have been
Would have been cool.
Cool. I can find the whole list. I think it's going to be in Russian.
Imagine you get
to
like the middle and it's just Will Stevens. And there's like an ampersand. Like they bundled us. Will Stevens, ampersand, Tucker Holt.
Smelly, annoying guy.
Yeah, and whoever that other guy is.
He was number 840 on the list.
Long list, Russia.
I think this is going to be in Russian. I'm not excited.
Well, the names should still do the...
Yeah, it's 900 people though. So it's going to be a lot of people I don't care about.
Right.
And maybe one
Are they
or
all
two
American?
Names.
Or is this like worldwide? Did they just put out a block?
They all seem American names, but like, I mean, I don't know. America is also a melting pot, so I don't know what American names are. That was.
Well, I mean, like American citizens.
They have Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. Like,
okay.
Is that Joe Biden or is that Joe Biden's kid? What's.
Is that his.
Is that Joe? I would not have.
No, that is Joe Biden. That's Joe Biden.
Okay.
Was it Joseph Robinette Biden?
We need to know everyone's middle name because I would not
I think we've done it. I think you
not,
forgot because it's been so long.
I would not have voted for Biden if I knew his middle name.
No, me neither. It came out after the election.
That's messed up.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
He was hiding it the whole time.
That's worse than them stealing it, Tucker.
Honestly.
Lying about his middle name?
Who even are you? Who the hell is Robinette?
Disgusting. Disgusting.
Are you a little bird?
I didn't know that Hunter Biden's real name was Robert. That's funny. They're on there.
Robert Biden.
Not really seeing anybody else.
Didn't did
I don't know, like, why. Like, the thing is, like, they have, like, it looks like a reason or, like, a description of these people in Russian to the side, and I don't know.
Okay. And, like, well, it all probably just says enemy of the state or something like
no,
that.
No, they're all different lengths and stuff with parentheses and stuff. Oh. I'm just going to plug them all into translator.
You're on, yeah, I was going to say you're on an iMac. You could just, yeah.
How do I do that? How do I?
Top, probably on top left of the page somewhere, it'll say, like, translate page.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I was just about to copy and paste it.
It should
Google
be, like, two A's or something like that near each other.
No.
On the address bar?
No way.
Yeah, you can do that, man.
That's so sick.
Wow. People of America, you have just witnessed a teaching moment. That's what we call a teaching moment. Can you read it now? Is it in English?
It's kind of funny, too.
It's yeah. It's a little. Yeah, it's not really great, but it'll somehow get the point across a little.
One of them says entrepreneur and LGBT activist, and I can't tell which one they hate more.
I'm going to go that second
one. He's creating it for himself.
It might be that second one. But they also...
One just says U.S. citizen. That's all they... That's all, yeah, that's what else do you need to know?
Yeah. I mean, they don't really need much more of a reason to hate.
It's just a bunch of politics.
Would we have gotten notified if we were on the list? Because it would be pretty sick if we were on the list. Like they heard one of our segments, you know?
Maybe. I've gone at them before.
We do. We're not fans of Russia. We've never been pro-Russia.
A lot of them are just U.S. citizens, so I think this is mostly just U.S.
They just us?
The treasurer.
The treasurer of the United States?
Or the U.S. Department, U.S. Deputy Secretary of Treasury from 2017 to 2021.
I would put it in my Twitter bio.
Banned from Russia?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Blocked by Nick Saban's daughter and banned from Russia.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going anyways, right? What am I
out? I just want to know what they say. I think he was 840. I'm just going to have to scroll.
840?
Yeah, I think that's what they said.
I feel like...
Yeah, number 840.
Yeah, but what... I mean, I don't think Morgan Freeman, number one's trying to go to Russia, but, like, what's he done?
That's what I'm saying. I just want to know what they say about Morgan Freeman.
I mean, what could it... Besides...
I wonder if he, like, narrated an anti-Russian thing.
I mean, he probably has done, like, some Ken Burns documentaries.
A famous film actor who recorded a video message in September 2017 accusing Russia of conspiracy against the United States and calling for a fight against our country. There it is.
Okay. Oh, that has to do with the whole Russian-Trump thing.
Really?
That was probably during that whole deal.
Yeah. Trump not on the list.
Trump not on the list? I mean...
Probably upset about it.
Real shocker there, yeah.
Right, it's in a very exclusive list, illustrious list that I want to know part of.
I am not on it. If you check my name, it is not there.
You know what list I am on? The billionaires list.
Once, and then they took me off, and then they put me back. And
did you see that Logan Paul made like the top 100 highest paid athletes list already?
Dude, probably boxing, man. That's where the money's at.
Yeah, that and golf.
If you can sell. Tennis. Golf, tennis, yeah, those rich people.
We'll see you guys, I almost said in an hour. We'll see you guys for next hour in a couple of minutes.